Welcome to the Make Better Photos and Videos podcast. I'm Ross.
I'm Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. You use a tripod, right?
This sounds like a setup. You know I do. But for the listeners who believe one tripod is one too many, I have a Manfrotto. It's aluminum, or aluminium, depending on where you're listening. From early days, I have a gimbal always mounted on it, and it's never very far away. It just won't break. And then I have a Gitzo carbon fiber. Seems fairly large, but actually very light. And a three-legged thing, also from Great Britain, which is a travel tripod. It's compact, but actually no lighter than the Gitzo. It looks flimsy, but it's surprisingly stable.
Well, that complicated things, because I was just going to say, why a tripod?
Well, you did. So I'm just trying to figure out, do you mean why so many tripods, or why do I use one? I'll skip to the first one and just go to part two. For me, the tripod provides stability. It helps to eliminate the camera shake. It allows me to focus on precise composition. It helps me to not get tired if the position that I find myself in, which is often, is awkward. It helps on irregular ground. And the ball head that's generally on a tripod, or should be, lets me orient the camera pretty much exactly as I want to. I got a feeling you're leading me somewhere with this one. Is this kind of a trick question? Or?
Oh, not at all. You cited a number of excellent reasons for using a tripod. Are there any situations, though, when you want to use a tripod, but the use of any of the three tripods that you've listed is not practical?
Yes, of course there are. It's kind of that, like, one ring to bind them all and one lens to rule them. I doubt that the perfect tripod actually exists. Sometimes the physical size is too bulky to go where I need to go, or I have to splay the legs out wide if I need to get low enough. And sometimes I just can't get the tripod as close to the subject as I would like.
Okay, so something smaller that takes less space might be practical to have in addition to your existing tripods.
Well, this sounds really wonderful. But you know, I've tried those platy things, and while they are, in theory, a great idea, I rarely use mine because, in my hands, its height and placement is really limited. So if you're going to start a discussion about there and go there, don't.
Don't worry, I won't. I stopped carrying the platypod a long time ago because all I found it did was add weight to my bag. It never suited the problem I needed to solve, so I put it down to a mistaken purchase on my part. Never carry it, and I've never missed it.
Okay. So you're not going to bring up those silly things with multiple joints, articulating legs, and that are a pain to work with, and which to me seems like they would never hold anything I need to hold or use with any kind of stability.
Well, if you're referring to the near endless raft of plastic, often called by a trade name or brand of GorillaPod, no, we're not going there either, because I've never found one to be practically useful, and I certainly have given it the old college try. They're never stable enough, and I was always terrified that it was going to flop around, or more importantly, fall off whatever it was attached to, and bust my camera.
Well, if we eliminate all the above, that brings us to what, in my opinion, is euphemistically called a tabletop tripod. They might be strong enough to hold a smartphone, but their heads are sloppy, imprecise, and they honestly cannot hold the lid. I would think even the weight of my light M43 camera with the generic lens attached, they're subject to vibration, they'll tip over, and the ability to adjust their height is basically non-existent.
As I've often said, when you're right, you're right.
Geez, well, thanks a lot. Talking about all this, you managed to make me think about things that frustrate me a lot, and they annoy me a fair amount too. So I'm assuming you have a solution to this.
I believe I do. Haha, I'm going to suggest a tripod, but one without a fixed center column. One with a really good ball head and legs that will go from flat on the ground, but when fully extended, no more than about 2 feet high. Short legs. Something built tough, capable of holding any serious photographer's camera, lens, and related kit, but with short legs and made of carbon fiber, because light matters. And thus, we would have a useful tabletop tripod.
Uh-huh. So in addition to the one ring, one lens thing, we've got something else to add to it. So pray, tell me more. I've been looking for something like this for a while.
Well, I'm not going to tell any fairy stories that there's all manner of these things that you can choose from, because there aren't. I also won't tell you that the really good ones are cheap, because they aren't. Personally, I use and own a Really Right Stuff Versa 3 ground pod. It goes to ground level and, with a good ball head, easily holds 50 pounds of camera and lens. I think it's awesome, but it's not inexpensive and may, in fact, be overkill for lots of folks.
So what about the rest of us? And let's not go and try to bankrupt us here.
Okay, so I've done a fair bit of research on this, and in the goal of simplicity, I've come up with a one answer. The Benro TCBC12, bad name, called the Table Bird, is what I'm going to recommend. And if users want to see one and maybe even buy one, they can use the B&H photo video link on the main page to have a look. And if you buy one, well, that supports our work. My criteria are simple. I mentioned that it must have carbon fiber legs that can spread flat. If it has a center column, and this one does, it must be easily removable. It should have a mounting plate that will take a standard ball head, probably the standard ball head that most photographers already have on their existing tripod. There should be a ballast hook, because if you're going to use longer lenses or work in angled locations, you want down weight, pulling down on the head. However, it has to be lightweight, and it has to fold small. The Benro does all of these things. It is highly, highly rated and sells for about $130 US, not including a head.
And how low will it go? And for that matter, how high?
It is by design a proper tabletop tripod. It will go down to 3.5 inches above ground and just over 29 inches high with the center column installed and fully extended.
And you suggested I can mount my existing ball head to it?
Yes, you can. Now, of course, you could always purchase a dedicated ball head for the thing and leave it attached, as I do, but not every person wants to spend the money on multiple ball heads. So my guidance on this is get the one ball head that serves you best and use it just on different leg sets.
My concern then, obviously, as I mentioned with all the other tabletop tripods, what about stability? My stuff is not heavy, but I don't want it falling all over the place. I just actually repaired one and I don't want to go that route again.
Well, I agree. So one of my criteria in refining my recommendation is that this unit is rated to support just over 28 pounds, and that's suitable from anything from the smallest Micro Four Thirds with a long lens, as you own, to a large DSLR or mirrorless camera with a good size lens, like a 100 to 400, for example.
Ooh, okay. Well, as I like to do close-up works, and most of it is pretty close to the ground, and do still lives, which is generally on top of a table. My wife wonders what I'm doing at the dinner table or the breakfast table, because I've got a camera pointing at pieces of flour and fruit. And plus, I won't always be shooting from my standing eye level, which, as you've pointed out on many occasions, gets really, really boring. So, if this is as good as we say it is, maybe we should wrap this up here and maybe let our listeners think about it, see whether it fits into their arsenal of stuff to go into that bag.
That sounds reasonable. Thank you to all the listeners. If you appreciate the work that we do, please follow the link at thephotovideoguy.ca and become a patron on Patreon. Your small monthly donation actually goes a long way to help us keep things going here. If you do shop at B&H Photo Video, please use the link on the main page at thephotovideoguy.ca. It doesn't change anything from your purchase to the negative, but it will pay us a very small commission on anything that you buy, and that's a bonus. Always feel free to post a comment or send in a question. I read all of them and I respond whenever it's appropriate to do so. For the Make Better Photos and Videos podcast, I'm Russ.
And I am Gordon.
And we will speak to you again very soon.